Sanford Altifer Companies offers auction, appraisal, and real estate marketing methods. The Sanford Altifer Companies is dedicated to ethically and creatively help guide people through the maze of personal property and real estate in transition. For auction, appraisal, and real estate services, visit or shop Sanford Altifer Companies at their auction center in Hatfield, PA, or online at sanfordaltifercompanies.com. Once again, that's sanfordaltifercompanies.com.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and I'm happy to welcome Margaret Zook from the Sanford Altifer Companies. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. It's awfully nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for being here. Now, Margaret Zook is a transition coordinator at Sanford Altifer Companies. And for those that are not familiar with Sanford Altifer Companies, they are truly a hidden treasure of auction, appraisal, real estate by auction and conventional
Correct.
Means. Marketing
Correct.
Methods and transitions. And Margaret, what do you do specifically with the transition side?
People usually say, and what does a transition person do? As you are looking through perhaps your maze of items that you may have at your house or that you may have as part of your life, you wonder, what am I going to do with it? A transition coordinator helps you decide, first of all, what it is that you might need for the rest of your life if you are moving into a smaller area or into perhaps a downsized or what we might call right-sized life, and also then finding the best method of being able to use the things that you have to either sell them, and there's where Altifers come in. Altifers have been there for 50 years. It's their second generation. They've worked very ethically with both the persons who are selling and the persons who are buying. And the community knows them, trusts them, and they know that when they are looking for items or when they're hoping to get rid of some items, they'll get the best value.
Absolutely. And I think when you're right sizing, as you say, I love that word, or downsizing, it's realizing that you do need someone that's compassionate, especially during transitions, because they're never easy. So the compassionate side is crucial, and knowing that you can have someone that helps you through what do I do with my stuff, to appraising it and then giving an outlet to that. So that's nice that you help facilitate that.
It's often an honor, Renee, for me to be able to be involved with families during their transition times. It is a maze. It's a maze that most of us don't travel down too often. And so to have somebody who knows what values things have, to know exactly where to advertise them, where to show them, and how to get the people there and to attract the sellers and the buyers at the same spot, is truly a gift of that the Altifer Company has given to the community. You're right. It's a little bit of a hidden secret, but once you find it, it's good.
It's great. And I encourage everyone, if you've never been to an auction, go to Sanford Altifer Companies in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. It's fun. It's that rhythmic chant. It's the thrill of the chase. I know we all like that spontaneous purchasing, but here you can bid. You can have that thrill and you can walk away with an item.
An item that perhaps you will treasure for your life that somebody treasured before in their life. There's about once a quarter when there's collections are being shown at a special, what we call the Fine Arts and Decorative Arts. That happened actually on Thursday, June the 11th, and a crowd gathers. They are full with excitement. Both the people who are selling and the people who are buying both gather there at the auction center. It's great fun. Grab yourself a paddle, get yourself a number, and you feel like you're empowered. Plus, there's a cafe. Get some coffee and you're really ready to go.
There you go. That's all I need is a little bit of coffee. My paddle will probably stay up in the air, but
it is a bit dangerous at times.
I guess so. So if you scratch your head, does that mean you automatically bid, or is that a myth?
These guys, these auctioneers are good, so scratch carefully.
Oh, okay. They have sharp, keen eyes. But I think it's good, too, for our viewers to know, our audience, that you can bid online or through the SanfordAltifercompanies.com website. So it does appeal to all generations. You don't only have to be in-house, but you can...
That is exactly right. There's a lot of different ways of shopping nowadays. Not everybody gets to the spot, but the ability to be able to bid online live or do absentee bids or else do it totally online is actually such an advantage for those of us who still work and for those of us who are perhaps not in the area. Altifers have seen bids coming in from China, from Korea. This is a website that folks can pick up, look for the items they wish. It's a little bit of good shopping.
It is good shopping and a different venue of shopping. And the one time I was at the auction, I did see some people had phone bids, but they actually Skyped someone in, carried the computer around with the Skype to give them more of a visual. It was really neat. It was really interesting. And that rhythmic chant, I just find it so soothing, actually.
It is great fun. People come just for watching the auctioneers work the crowd.
So it's not just the buyers then. There's people that are selling their items. They are selling their collections, such as?
Well, often the folks that we work with are the folks that are trying to understand what they really need. And what my job is to work with them as they look at perhaps right-sizing their life. A lot of us are looking for perhaps a bit of making sure we have some free time, making sure that we are able to not add extra stress or worry. Sometimes your collections are something that you have grown through the years, grown to love and spend a great deal of time with. You know that this has given you pleasure. But at this point in your life, perhaps you would wish to share that pleasure. You might wish to make sure also that you have room for the collection to display it so that every time you look at it, it's great joy, not worry. And so you want to find a place that will take care of your treasures, will also treasure them, and will find the best buyer for them. That's Altifers.
That is Sanford Altifer Companies. And thank goodness for a place such as that. I know for me, you know, it's hard for people to give up their things and their stuff, but realizing that it's being repurposed and going to gain a new history ought to be a good feeling.
It's wonderful. And I hear a lot of folks saying just that. I collected, for instance, they say, and I spent great fun finding things. And I am so pleased now. And one of the women told me the other day, she watched her things being sold. And she said, I saw the joy in their face. And it made me feel good because I knew that it would go to somebody who really treasured it also.
That's true. You just have to think history is moving forward, you know, instead of history stopping. So,
Renee, also, in the 50 years that Altifers has been doing this, they know the market. They know the value. They know what things will be able to produce in terms of a seller. And so they do have appraisals, an appraisal day once a month that you could take things in and understand that maybe somebody could talk to you about the true value of that. Mm-hmm. You can also be able to talk to them via phone. They do have folks who go to homes and do a walkthrough with you and say, this is really what we will think about in terms of our ability to be able to sell these items. So, Renee, it's a very multitasked, multi-talented group of folks that have gathered under that name and under that company. And they do work through the entire maze of transition and selling items. So please make sure that you think about the whole journey and be sure that and to understand that Altifers does this all for you is such a relief to folks. Only one call, only one individual you need to relate to, and you know you have the best.
And their phone number is 215-393 3000. And you can also shop online at sanfordaltifercompanies.com. We are here with Margaret Zook, and I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Stay tuned. We have more with Margaret right when we come back.
Be my life, Jesus. Jesus, be the center. Be my hope, be my song, Jesus.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Hi friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are still here with Margaret Zook from the Sanford Altifer Companies. Okay, Margaret, what are we going to get into in this segment?
Well, Renee, I thought it might be nice for those people who are talking about a right-sized life to think about the type of things that Altifer does handle and transition and also then sell at the auction center and online. And let's just kind of list those for a moment so people know exactly what we've been talking about.
So what are the list of collections, so to speak, that people are anxious to sell or right size or upsize, downsize?
Let's call it right size. We like that word. And we'll give you the definition again of that before we leave this segment, okay? But at Alderfer's, you'll see they're selling, it is an actual very wonderful experience to see the variety. But to list a few of those items, furniture, both small and large types of furniture. They do have coin auctions so that persons who have collected coins will be able to purchase as well as sell theirs. Book auctions is not unusual. And that's actual books that you hold, not those things like the Kindles that we nowadays read on, real books. Fine art and discovery art. Fine art might be something that is, of course, hanging on your wall with great pride because you know the author and the painter, and you also know who it is and you have read his history, his her history. But then we do discovery art, which means you go and you find something that you just really like. And eventually, perhaps, you may discover that that painter is also a famous person. Okay. That's often part of the estate auctions that happen once a week. We have collections of dishes, of potteries. There's doll auctions, both during the estate auctions and specific special doll auctions. We have other household items like rugs, and then jewelry is a large part of both the estate auctions and then sometimes the focuses on fine jewelry also. So those are the type of things that you'll see there on a regular basis. We also have the capacity to do business inventory collections that persons might be wishing to sell.
In my one group, there's a contractor that has several leftover cabinets and sinks and such that Sanford Alderfer companies can do the whole auction online for the business inventory reduction.
Absolutely.
So it does apply to businesses.
Absolutely.
Equipment.
Actually, even buildings, tools, buildings, and even the real estate. And I know you'll be talking about that a little bit later also. Sanford Alderfer Companies is also a real estate agent.
Absolutely. That can use the conventional or auction marketing methods to sell real estate residentially and commercial. So that's something to definitely keep in mind. And I don't know if people realize that Sanford Alderfer Companies has been selling Pennsylvania Impressionist artwork and fine artwork for decades. We are known for the Bucks County Impressionists,
exactly.
The Pennsylvania, and a lot of local artists.
Mm-hmm. Choose to sell their works, and collectors choose to buy there also. We also, I think I referred to it before, we have a talented staff of persons who know that art world, who know those artists, and can give both you and the purchaser and the buyer and the seller can give you a great sense of knowing what the worth of those paintings might be.
And like you said, also the assertive marketing, knowing who the buyers are and the catalogs that are printed in the online sales and such. So it gives a great outlet for the collectors to purchase, but also the sellers.
Absolutely. It's actually one of the best places to go to see the variety of art that is available in this area, both from the very finest to both the discovery that someday will be the finest.
Absolutely. And Sanford Alderfer Companies thrives with their discovery collections that they bring in. I definitely encourage people, if you're decorating your home or you are a collector yourself, to look online and see what Sanford Alderfer Companies has sold in the past and what's coming up. They have their local calendar, and their Facebook page is updated many times a day. And Twitter and Instagram. They're on Instagram now. So make sure you look
all
at Sanford Alderfer.
All kinds of ways to communicate these days, and it's wonderful.
It really is. And it's generational. And, you know, some people may think, oh, my grandparents have items and stuff. But really, the next generations love the vintage and the upcycling and the repurposing.
So Renee, I think I didn't mention that sometimes we have clothing, and that's often really fun for the folks who are selling it and also for those who are buying vintage clothing to come and see some of the vintage clothing that have been given to sell. It's a delightful experience.
I remember the one, it was a upscale designer auction, clothing auction at Sanford Altifer Companies. This lady had a home with all brand new designer items with the tag still left on them, and beautiful, beautiful items. I never knew the difference of brand name clothing versus what I buy until that auction. So it, you really don't know what you'll find. It could be Coach purses. It could be
purses. Lots of purses.
Yeah, Longaberger.
Baskets.
Dalton figurines. It's a wide array, but it's definitely something for our audience to check out, whether you live locally or online.
Mm-hmm. We talked about right sizing. And when those closets are bulging, when your collection is overstuffed into the corner cupboard, when you're not able to look past, when you're not able to walk past and look at joy with that collection, or when you walk in the closet and things fall out at you, it is time to think about the Sanford Altifer Companies. Right sizing is a process. It's not a single event. It's your ability to be able to think about what it is with a curious, practical, and psychological evolution that allows you to simplify your environments and to reapproach your life, redesigning it so that there is joy in all aspects of your living. That's a kind of a long definition for right sizing, but it might fit for you.
I think that we don't realize there is that psychological piece, and that brings us back to the whole balanced life, is bringing that psychological peace of mind, simplifying our lives and organizing.
And understanding that the things around you should not control you. Your stuff should not control you. You should be able to find joy in your things, not worry, not obsess, not be controlled by the things around you. Part of Altifer's understanding about that is also our process of being able to talk to you about the value of those things, about the best way of being able to market it, and the best way to bring the best buyers together in whatever format will get the best for you as a seller.
And to continue on that history, that neat history that you experienced, that you're able to pass that on.
It's passing on the joy.
It is. And it, you know, I think a lot of times we get so much stuff that then we don't know how to manage it. You know, that's the part of the challenge, is managing our homes and our items and stuff in the attic and the basement and the garage. As you said, you come in when somebody wants to right size or downsize and shows them what do you need to keep, toss, donate.
There's a great deal of discussion about what you really need and what you want. And so that's kind of where we start off at times, thinking about what it is we need to make our life just right for ourselves at the moment that we are at.
And you come in with checklists that help them organize their life and the process of downsizing or transitioning.
Certainly do. And some people find that very helpful. Other people like to talk it through. Other people like pictures. So we actually do floor plans and show where things could be placed in their new home. And then they also like to be able to take a walk through the auction center and be able to see how their items will be handled with both care, respect, and also displayed and then sold in the most respectful and the most ethical way possible.
As you said, Sanford Altifer Companies is involved in the community. They have the highest of integrity and trustworthiness. And you would have to have someone like that, because the sentimental value of your items and the true value, market value of your items. So I've met the team over at Sanford Altifer Companies. They're a wonderful team.
They care about the individuals, both the sellers and the buyers, and they know them. 50 years of being in the community, participating in the community, you're right. They are a community company. And in that community engagement, involvement, a lot of the staff members are also part of boards and part of community events that make them both knowledgeable and understanding of what this community is like.
So how can our audience get in touch with Sanford Altifer Companies?
Give them a call.
215-393-3000 or on their website, sanfordaltifercompanies.com. Thank you very much for being with us today, Margaret.
It's been delightful.
We learned a lot. And lead a balanced life with a simplified, right balanced life. I am Renee Gable with InTouchMarketingConcepts.com. Thank you.
Be the center. Be my home.
Sanford Altifer Companies offers auction, appraisal, and real estate marketing methods. The Sanford Altifer Companies is dedicated to ethically and creatively help guide people through the maze of personal property and real estate in transition. For auction, appraisal, and real estate services, visit or shop Sanford Altifer Companies at their auction center in Hatfield, PA, or online at sanfordaltifercompanies.com. Once again, that's sanfordaltifercompanies.com.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education. And the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Is there a dark cloud dampening your vacation plans? Are you stressing about how best to care for your pets while you're away? Or do you need help caring for them on a daily basis? Relax, you've just found the best care for your best friends. Lisa's Home Pet Care is the solution to your dilemma. For more than a decade, Lisa has been providing dependable and caring in-home pet sitting and dog walking services to Western Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Her services include daily pet sitting for dogs, cats, and birds, daily dog walking, puppy care, overnight pet care, and special needs care. So stop worrying and call Lisa's Home Pet Care now to make arrangements for reliable and trustworthy care of your pets while you're away. That's Lisa's Home Pet Care at 610-287-2940, 610-287-2940, or check out her website, crittercare.com, crittercare with a K.com. Remember, the best care for your best friends.
Good morning. Welcome to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And today we have Lisa Serrano from Lisa's Home Pet Care. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming in today. Wow, you have a fun job. You get to play on your job. You get to play with all sorts of little animals.
Yes, and they don't care how I look, which is fantastic.
Oh, I like that. That's the perfect job. They don't talk back.
No, well, they talk back in their own way.
Oh, okay.
They do
okay.
have a way of being little snots sometimes. But
they're always happy to see you.
That's
unlike, you know, some humans, they talk back. It's
a very gratifying job working with pets. I mean, they're your children and you do what you have to.
Oh, so what kind of animals do you work with? Cats, dogs?
Cats, dogs, birds, ferrets, you know, whatever they have. I've done farm animals.
I was going to say, how about horses, like bigger animals? Horses,
goats, reindeer, whatever
reindeer.
They have.
Reindeer, yes. Oh, I like that.
I actually had a reindeer once and that was injured and the farm took the pet in. Well, not really a pet at that point, but they took him into the farm and took care of them. And of course, obviously when they were away, I took care of them. So
did it have a red nose?
Actually, no. I think it rubbed off over the years.
Okay. Just checking. Can you ride horses? It's just a...
I used to be able to ride horses, but I'm not that comfortable with them now.
Oh, I don't blame you. That's a big animal. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you come in, you feed them, you walk them?
I go to the homes so they can stay in their own environment. I visit with them. I walk them, feed them, clean up any messes there happen to be. You know, give them medicine if there's any of that because I do medical needs. But on the other side of it, I also offer boarding to the pets. So when their owner is on vacation, I will actually bring in the pet and watch them. That way they can have play with my pets. They can play in the backyard. And I also do daycare. So instead of the mom or dad dropping the pet off to like PetSmart or whatever, they can actually drop them off to me or I will pick them up. I also offer that. And they can just, you know, have fun playing outside instead of in between a glass enclosure.
I think that's really great. It's almost like a retreat for the animals. And it's nice you offer both options. Because I would think some wouldn't want their animal to stay all alone at their home. So I really like that boarding feature. Okay, so how did you get started? Let's talk about that. What drew you to this business?
I got tired of working for people.
Now you work for animals.
Actually, I work for myself, but okay. I work to take care of the pets. To take care of their needs, and which I don't mind because I've always loved pets, always will do what I have to do to take care of them, to observe what is ailing them. You know, sometimes it's a very small thing most people overlook, like maybe they just don't look so happy that day. Other times it's where they're like lifting up their paw and licking all the time, and so you know there's something in their foot, or maybe they even have arthritis that they're starting to form.
You're an animal whisperer.
I try. I do whisper to them a lot, actually.
Oh, they like that. No, that's neat. But so you talked about you can help them medically or can you administer any medications or?
Well, the administering medication requires to be a technician, a vet. I don't do that. However, I mean, the general medications such as the thyroid pill or, you know, even heart medicine or anxiety, something like that. But what I do, I have learned how to. I had a really sick dog at one time that unfortunately hit his back end of it, and I had to express his bladder to help him go potty.
Aww.
So I've learned that I do sub-Qs, which is subcutaneous fluids for kidney failure patients. So I have developed to be a nurse a little bit along the way.
I guess you have to because all animals are in different stages and things like that. So what was one of your most fun clients, let's say?
That's going to be a hard one because it's over 16 years. It's like there's a lot of fun clients.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my most fun clients. Let me think.
Or challenging. What was ever most challenging?
Well, challenging is when the dog runs away out of my fence. That's challenging.
Okay, yeah.
I just had that running around the neighborhood trying to locate him, and he actually ran to a neighbor's of mine. So that was a challenge. It was like a little sweat rolling off my brow, you know.
It's okay.
Fun.
You wear sneakers all the time. Yeah. That's all.
Well, that's true. This is my gear anymore. Shorts and sneakers, you know, or jeans and sneakers. That's it. Fun, I guess, would be, I really enjoyed Ben, who unfortunately passed away recently. He is a kitty cat, and he was just such a love, so soft, so gentle, always wanting to be held. You know, it just makes your heart warm when that pet really sees that you're there to care for them, to spend time, quality time with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially a cat, because sometimes they don't want to be held,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
well, there's plenty of those I've come across, too.
I would think you get attached to some of them, too.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
And I have cried when they have moved. You know, the owners move or the pets die. You know, I bawl my eyes out too because they're all my babies. Everybody that I watch becomes part of my family.
Oh, that's sweet. Maybe you have to get visitation rights or something like that. So, what area do you service then here in Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm based in Schwanksville.
Okay.
I have a pretty large coverage area. The map is actually on my website of the areas I cover. But I will go further than that for an extra charge because I don't like to say no that I can't take care of your pet. But I go to places like Royersford, Limerick, Collegeville, Skipack, Green Lane, you know, things like that. I don't know what other areas. I go a little bit into Phoenixville, but I don't go far into Phoenixville because that's pretty much of a stretch for me.
Do you charge for mileage then with your clients, or you have a flat rate?
I have a flat rate.
Okay.
I have a flat rate, my visit rate, and then I just add on from there. If there's medical needs that are extensive, like expressing the bladder, then I will charge for that.
Yes.
If obviously there is a far travel because it's a round trip and it's within all my others, then yes, I will charge for that too.
Now, will you do any other services like homesitting or watering the plants or anything like that along with the animals care?
Actually, yes, that's a good question. Yes, okay. I do handle watering the plants for them, bringing in their mail, rotating their house lights if they don't have anything on timers, so the place doesn't look like it's vacant. Bring in their newspaper, you know, bring in their mail, that type of thing, because there are many people out there that canvas the areas. Like they see the mail collecting or the newspapers, like, okay, that's a house. So I don't want that there. However, it's going to happen because if they want me to board their pet, then obviously I'm not there to take care of their home. So maybe they have a neighbor checking on it.
Okay. No, that's good. I think you said you've been in business 16 years and you have to be very trustworthy for people to allow you to come into their home and trust them with their pet and give you the keys to the house. So I think just your years in service, I'm sure you have testimonials or references if someone would ask for them.
Yes, I definitely have. I have them a list that I carry with me, but I always invite people to go to my website, which is crittercare.com, all with K's, K-R-I-T-T-E-R-K-A-R-E.com. That has a page, a little tab of testimonials, and there's a lot there. So that increases the comfort level of a person who was looking to have someone come in and care for their pet.
Now, is there an animal you do not take care of? Like, do you take care of snakes or lizards or birds?
I was going to say.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. I was going to say snakes and spiders. No, I will not. Ooh, you know, pet spiders.
I'm with you.
Lizards and stuff. Sure. No, not a problem. You know, I myself want to get a lizard. And I mean, I love them.
How about a rat?
I've done rats, too.
Oh, Lordy.
Pet rats. You know, the nice, pretty white pet rat, not a regular rat that runs around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't want that. I always thought I could never take care of a tarantula. How do people like those type of things? Okay. Well, that's good to know. Goats. How about outdoor goats?
Yes.
Donkeys.
Yes. Whatever's on the farm is what I take care of. Pot-bellied pigs, whatever.
Oh, okay. That's neat. Okay. Let's see. How about, do you have a limit of animals, like 40 cats?
You mean that I bring into my home?
Yeah.
Actually, I guess I could bring in as many dogs as I wanted to because, you know, I never get tired of it. Mm-hmm. But
do you have
I don't want them to be destructive, they've got to be pretty well behaved, you know.
Do you keep them in the house or do you have actual kennel cages?
They're just in the house with me. And that's a nice thing, you know.
That is a nice thing.
I don't deal with aggressive dogs, though. So if a person has an aggressive dog, I won't visit, nor will I obviously board.
And you have a fenced-in area.
Yes.
And you have to make sure they get along with other animals and things, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if someone's going to board their pet, I request that they come to my home with their pet so we can observe, you know, how everybody gets along before we make that final commitment step.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I guess all the animals have to have their collars and identification and things like that, too, when they're taking out their home environment.
Mm-hmm.
So how much time, if you visit an an animal at their home, how long do you normally stay? Like
The minimum visit is a half hour.
Okay.
Which gives plenty of time. A lot of times I will stay more.
Okay.
Because I like spending the quality time with the pet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if I have a very busy day, I have to, you know, keep it to that limit.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Now, if someone wants you to come three times a day, will you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the way it is with most vacationers, 2 to 4 times a day.
I
get various needs, especially when there's a medical need in there, or when they have, like, I'm starting this client soon who has pigeons, and she just raises them, so she has, I mean, I expect them to be flying on my head while I'm there.
Oh, my.
And then, of course, she has the cats and the dog, and so I'm going 4 times a day.
Oh, wow. But you don't mix the cats and the birds, do you?
No, the pigeons have their own little coop out there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. I would keep them separate.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. So you would charge each visit, whether they have one time or 4 times.
Correct.
In a day.
Yes,
okay.
Per visit.
And it depends on their amount of animals or special care.
Right. Depending on the amount of animals, I will then up the charge.
Okay. So how will our audience be able to get in touch with you?
They can call me at 610-287-2940 or go to my website, which we mentioned before with all case, crittercare.com.
Crittercare.com. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Lisa's Home Pet Care. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Renee.
Jesus, be the center.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are here with Lisa Serrano from Lisa's Home Pet Care. Okay, Lisa, well, we learned that you get to play and have a lot of fun on your job, so that's pretty neat. I think I would love to play with animals all day long, but, you know, for you, what makes your Lisa's Home Pet Care different?
I look at it as a relationship service. To me, that means I build trust, and I take care of not only the pet, but the owner. For instance, unfortunately, I have a pet now in my care that has cancer. His mom, I knew, obviously, of course, is very upset, just like I would be or anybody would be. So when she gave me the news, that I went over to let her cry on my shoulder. And sat on the floor with a dog, who then did perk up when I was there when we were talking, whatever, because she got all that sadness out, and we just kept, you know, a regular conversation. So I look at them as my babies, like I've said before, and I take it an extra step. I give them that extra care. I massage them. I try to diagnose what's going on. Sometimes I'm right. Like, for instance, several cases. One I diagnosed, I said, because your pet's, you know, a little bit lethargic and eating a lot, you should take her to the doctor. And I think it might be a thyroid issue. And it was. But it took several visits of that owner taking her dog to the vet to figure, for the vet to figure that out. Now he's a happy, hopping around puppy again. I had another lab that I was massaging him, and he had a lump in his throat. I called the owner and said, I'm sure you're aware of this, but it's under the collar, but I found a lump in Lucy's throat. And she said, no, I'm not aware. And I said, well, I think maybe you should go to the vet to see it and to check her out. And the vet had told her if she waited any longer, it was going to require major surgery.
Wow. It shows that you spend time and you care about the animals and you connect with the animals. You're saying you're a relationship person, but it's not just with the animals or the animals' owners, but it's actually with the animals too.
Correct.
So you have dual relationships, actually. And I think that's pretty special too. And I think what makes you different too from other critter sitters too is that you're insured and bonded versus the neighbor boy, or if the dog gets away, and you know, so that's very important too.
Yes, I am insured and bonded through PSI, which is the professional pet sitter website and company, I should say. And it's the gold standard. I mean, there are other companies out there that are coming up as competitors, but PSI is the one you can fully trust. I have my liability through them. I have my bonding through them. And of course, there's always a chat website. They come out with their magazines and keeps you up to date on what's going on out there in the world.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're constantly educated, I'm sure, and plugged in that you can better help your clients too, being with that association and things. So is this your busy season now that it's summertime and people are taking a lot of vacations, or is it pretty consistent through the year?
Well, this is a busy time. However, this past year has been consistently busy. So it's not really picking up because it's been pretty standard, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, I think maybe the economy's bounced back a little bit. People are not as afraid to travel as they were before.
Yeah,
so, well, that's great. Or it speaks to how well you care for the animals and they want to have you back in the home and things like that. So, Lisa, do you get involved with pet rescue at all?
Well, as far as rescue, basically my pets are rescues right off the street. They've been hit by cars and whatever. I bring them in. We actually found a puppy in Puerto Rico. I did that on another. I talked about that on another issue here.
Yeah.
But and we brought her back to the States, and so basically rescues that way.
Oh,
but
wow.
I also am getting involved in PACS, which is fostering for the military when people go off to serve our country and they need a place for their pets to stay. I have not filled out the form yet, but I'm one step there. I do have the form, you know.
Yeah.
So that is something I'm looking at, yes.
What a great cause. I think I'd get attached to the animal, but knowing that the owner is coming back and you're doing it for a military person, that's just awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is awesome. And now, here in addition, I'm also getting involved in helping the SPCA. And a friend of mine is holding her annual picnic over at her home in Collegeville, which is 42 Meadow Road is the address in Collegeville. It's on Saturday, this Saturday, June 13th. It starts at 4 p.m. till whenever. And it's to benefit the SPCA. So what she's doing is collecting canned food, cat litter, you know, blankets, towels, whatever, to load her truck up and take it to the local Montgomery County SPCA on Little Road. And in the meantime, of course, she's going to have a pig roast and horseshoes and swimming and all that. So, you know, if you can, anybody, come out, have fun, and bring some of the items that these pets here desperately need.
And I'm sure the SPCA would be glad to take cash donations or check
donations, too. Exactly. No. However, she's not really pushing the cash donations there at the functions, but you can mail them to her in advance, or you can just drop them off, you know, prior to the function.
That's great. You're a rescuer, even yourself, even out of the country. That's pretty awesome. That's neat. Wow. So good for you. I know when you're an animal lover, you tend to get more involved and find different ways. And it is amazing how many animals need to be rescued out there.
Yes. Love of animals doesn't stop no matter what country you're in.
Oh, that evidently you have no borders. I see that. I see that. So what else can you tell us for the process of getting in touch with you? Or can you handle a house alarm if they have a house alarm? And
yes, I have many clients that have an alarm system. They just simply, when I go out on the initial setup time and I put everything down on my contract, that is one of the things. I get the code and get the password in case I mess up on the alarm. And, you know, obviously when they're away, they know I'm going to be entering the house. So they don't have any qualms because obviously they've checked me out and they feel very secure with me.
Well, that's good. So you have a whole contract that you sign. You make the owner feel comfortable, the pets feel comfortable, and from there you set up the designated times that you need to be at the home and all the care. So I think that's wonderful. I think your love and your passion really shines through.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. We go over everything at the initial meeting at their home. If they're going to be boarding with me, then I request that they bring their pet over so we can observe. They can observe, I can observe to see how everything is going along because I want them to have that comfort level with me also.
I really love that option of the animal being able to stay in your home if they qualify. I just think, you know, that beats going to a cage, you know, at some of these kennels and things like that. So
for sure.
I think that's a really nice option. You know, we're going away in the summer and we're debating whether we keep our air on for the cats. We have two.
Is there a dark cloud dampening your vacation plans? Are you stressing about how best to care for your pets while you're away? Or do you need help caring for them on a daily basis? Relax, you've just found the best care for your best friends. Lisa's Home Pet Care is the solution to your dilemma. For more than a decade, Lisa has been providing dependable and caring in-home pet sitting and dog walking services to Western Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Her services include daily pet sitting for dogs, cats, and birds, daily dog walking, puppy care, overnight pet care, and special needs care. So stop worrying and call Lisa's Home Pet Care now to make arrangements for reliable and trustworthy care of your pets while you're away. That's Lisa's Home Pet Care at 610-287-2940, 610-287-2940, or check out her website, crittercare.com, crittercare with a K, .com. Remember, the best care for your best friends.
Cats. So would you recommend, this is just a side note, but would you recommend keeping the air on, I guess,
for the cats?
Right?
I would, whether it's a cat or dog, because it does help calm them down.
Okay.
So they don't just like us, if we get too hot, we get anxious, we get, you know, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't have to keep it pumped up as high as you would for a dog because of all the panting and everything.
Okay.
But, and then I also do ask my clients, maybe they want to keep on some soft music, whether it's a dog or a cat, because that helps soothe. Because you don't realize when you're there, there's always something going on, even your little footsteps. When you're gone, it's dead silence. And the animals do pick this up, too, and get stressed out.
I always wonder, do we turn a light on? We put the lights on a timer, you know, kind of keeping, like you said, that same atmosphere for them that would ease them. I know we do call our house and we talk to them via the answering machine,
that's nice.
But they don't answer back.
Yeah.
They don't talk back. We're like, oh, we wonder if they surrounded the phone. But anyway, we'll have to get cameras installed to find out for that. But no, I think that's a really good tip for the summertime because you never know how hot it will get.
Right.
And so I think that's great too, that you talk to the animal owners and help them with, and probably give suggestions health wise or care wise.
Yes.
Too. So I think that's really great. So, Lisa, can you please tell us again how we get in touch with you?
You can call my number at 610-287-2940 or visit my website, which is CritterCare, CritterCare.com.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa, from Lisa's Home Pet Care. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Renee.
I learned a lot. And thank you for joining us on The Balanced Life, because loving your pets and taking care of them is a balanced life. I am Renee with InTouch Marketing Concepts. Join us next week. Thank you.